Honey.
Now it's honey?
Sweetheart.
I see you before, and you're like, Jerfa, she's off the hookah in her car. And
la 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 la.
Love of many lives.
Fuck you.
Hey, I'm coming in early because I got bored waiting. Welcome back, everybody. Today I have special guests.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Heather's here.
Ah, hello.
Classic comedy.
So funny.
We also have Matt.
Hello.
And Christina.
Hey.
Here to talk to us on the radios. I'm glad you guys are here.
More than one.
So you guys just recently got married, yes?
Yeah, back in May.
I have a serious wedding issue that's come up for me in the last week that I need to discuss.
Okay.
And what we're going to do, I'm going to make my case. You, Heather, and Matt can vote on whether or not you think this is a creepy problem that needs to end forever.
And he will define creepy.
Or if it's a nice tradition that should continue.
Okay.
And we're talking today about the bride dancing with the dad.
Okay.
Okay. I'll describe another wedding I was at, because this didn't happen at your wedding.
No, it did not.
But at another wedding.
My dad's an idiot.
Boom.
We're off.
Wow.
You danced with your grandpa, though.
My grandpa commandeered that dance.
Yeah.
So maybe just kind of dancing with, like, who walked you.
But here was the difference when you danced with your grandpa, because part of the problem I have with the dancing with the dad, no one else is dancing. It's just the dad and the bride, and everyone else is fucking watching. It's like one of those fuck fests you see on TV where they're all in a club and they're all sitting around cheering on two people who are banging.
Do I get to make a case in
this? I've never heard of this. I've never heard of this club banging thing you're talking about.
I haven't either.
People banging at a club.
Yeah, go to google.com, safe search off, and then, you know, club sex, club
safe search?
Banging.
Party sex.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, my case is small, but I
hold on.
I get to do a little...
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what you have to say.
All right.
So, here's the problem I have. So, you're at the wedding. Everything's nice. You know, you're eating some shit. And then, it's like, hey, everybody. Let's all turn towards the front of the room. You're all dressed nice. You know, it's formal. It's like a vampire party from Underworld with the lights on. And you look towards the front of the room. And then, you watch a dad slow dance with his own daughter. He puts his hand on her lower back, sensually. Which, lower back, how far in inches is that from the top of the ass? How far?
Okay.
Answer inches. Three inches.
Yeah.
Real close. Real fucking close.
Okay.
Real close.
All right.
I'm having flashbacks to my sister's wedding, and thinking how creepy that was, yeah.
Yes. Okay, thank you. It's some kind of, you know, slow song, right? And they're looking each other in the eyes, twirling around, dancing. And everyone has to sit and watch like this is okay. But if they open mouth kiss, that would be weird. Meanwhile, they could just fucking rub each other's bodies while they're both... And she's in like a sexy dress. You can see all her shit.
It's a fucking wedding dress.
I saw at this wedding we were at, I saw some shit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you did too. There was a slideshow and it showed a picture and it froze at an inopportune moment.
That was a slideshow. That wasn't her... It was not her fault. That was not the dress's fault.
I'm not saying it was her fault, but I'm saying I saw some shit.
Okay.
In that dress.
Was there a nipple?
You're playing dirty here, Dirk.
It was like this. The video was just of... Because they had a separate wedding. And everyone was dancing.
Do I know these
people?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Their names
are... You were there.
Let's just make up a fake name, Nicanor. And so then, I don't know, who knows where I got that from? And so it showed their video because they got married in another country.
Right.
And so then they were dancing and something happened. The video froze.
Okay.
Right when...
Technical
and you could see right down her dress. It was like her...
You couldn't see down
upper
it.
Torso was entirely framed in the picture, blown up huge, and the DVD froze right then.
It was pretty awesome.
So we're all just everyone sitting there.
No, it wasn't cleavage-y. You could just see they were just right there.
It was as if someone filmed it just to be like, let's take a look at the racks around the room, and that would be the shot. And it wouldn't look weird if it hadn't frozen, because it was just kind of panning around.
Right.
But it froze at just the wrong time. So here's what I'm saying. So you see this titillating picture, frozen, giant, and then you have to watch the dad dance with her in the dress. That's crazy.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Do I get to make a case here?
Sure.
At all?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. It's kind of bizarre.
I don't think you understand.
I understand. It's weird when you think about it like that. But I don't think it's sexual at all, like in any way.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would say that most dads probably don't find their daughters sexual and
it's not
vice
like he's
versa.
Thinking, oh, okay, now I'll place my hand on a lower back sensually. That's not what he's thinking. But, I mean, I don't know, but I'm just assuming, hey, you made your case.
I'm not done.
He's thinking, you know, this is my little girl and she's all grown up now and I'm giving
exactly
her away.
That's exactly what I told him. I was
life.
Like, you know, okay. He walked her down the aisle and now he's dancing with her and that's him like...
He already gave her away. How many times do you fucking have to give her away?
He's not giving her away.
And who wants her in the first place?
He's letting it go. He's letting her go because there's another man in her life and it's perfectly fine.
Letting her go. You don't stop dating someone and then you're like, let's fucking slow dance one last time.
They were never dating. That's not the point.
They might as well have been. The dad takes the daughter out all the fucking
dance.
Time.
I think that you're reading way too much into a dance, a simple dance.
Ah, this is the mistake.
Because what you said was that you only dance with women if you
want
to bang
Boys them. Only dance because they want sex.
That's horseshit. That's total horseshit.
Why?
I can think of multiple men that I've danced with that were family members and sex was not involved.
Are you a boy or a girl?
No, I'm a girl.
Oh, God. I gotta go.
Things have gone too far.
Yeah, no shit.
No, but I mean,
here's the thing.
I understand what you're saying, but it makes no sense.
As a man, have never danced with someone that I would not have sex with, ever.
But you're also not a dad.
Boom.
True, but I've danced with people I didn't have sex with, but not who I wouldn't. Here's what I'm saying. Probably the average dad, by the time they dance with the daughter at the wedding, this is the first time they've danced with a woman. This is a woman, too. It's not like a daddy-daughter
daughter.
Dance. But at a daddy-daughter dance, she's like 12. It's not the same. All of a sudden, you're touching this daughter of yours sensually.
No,
you're
not like, sensually.
Look
not
at these,
sensually.
Look at these parts
I
she
think
has.
That You're being a little gross, Peter.
And you're getting
I'm not the gross one. I'm not doing the dancing.
You know, let's just vote.
But you're the one that's thinking about it that way.
Matt, what do you think?
I don't know that I'm the right one to vote on this, though, because I don't have a dad that gives a shit enough about me to dance with me at my wedding. So.
Well, we need a variety of, you know.
Matt, what do you think?
I have nothing.
Lean in close. Nothing?
You've no opinion.
All right, but here's what I'm saying.
I'm too used to listening to the show, so I'm just sitting back and listening.
That's
it's
fair.
Like it's premiering in front of your eyes. I'm not saying the dad wants to bang the daughter.
That is
I'm,
what you're saying.
No. What I'm saying
That's what
is
it sounded like to me.
The dad, all of a sudden, this poor man is on display in front of the world
like it's
dancing with his daughter, which he's never done. Doing an act here, he's doing an act with someone he's only done before with people he would bang.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't know that.
I do.
What if he danced with his mother?
Let's not even get into that. One dance situation
theory,
at a time.
Your theory is completely crazy.
Who would dance with their mom?
You would not dance with your mother?
I don't want to fuck my mom. No.
Okay, I dance with my mom at my wedding.
You're a girl.
Oh, well.
I'm not saying
with my uncle and my grandpa too. Did they want to bang me?
I'm not saying they wanted to bang you. I'm saying
that's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying the dad. This is the first time he slow danced with someone he didn't want to bang.
You don't know that though.
I know.
That's what we just said. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know.
I'm pretty sure. If you next time you go to a wedding.
Yep, which will be soon.
Look in that dad's eyes.
Okay.
See what's going on.
Behind
the surface there.
Okay.
What he's thinking.
And I'm sure it will be perfectly normal.
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll see.
You know what he's thinking about.
No, you're out of hand. You're getting insane.
I'm just saying, here's the other problem, okay? It's not just that they dance together. It's that the rest of us are sitting there watching it like it's a goddamn stage show. Like I'm in Vegas and it's fucking Penn and Teller
okay,
up there.
Okay, so let's do this then. Let's, you know.
It's a little exhibitionist.
For whatever sake, okay, you've got a daughter. Just shut up and listen. You've got a daughter. She's going to get married, and she wants you to dance with her. You're not going to dance with her?
No.
God damn it, Peter. You make it so difficult.
Why? I would I would just be like, oh, fuck.
Can we just vote? Let's just vote.
I got paralyzed.
Let's vote.
And then I just, every time she came, I'd have to be in a wheelchair.
Let's vote.
What's she going to do? Dance with me in a wheelchair? That would look crazy.
Yeah, because she probably loves you.
All right, she could just sit on my fucking lap. I'll wheel us over some bumps until I get hard. How about that? Same thing.
You're out of control.
Okay.
You're out of control.
Let's just vote.
Let's vote.
Okay. So I'm going to write down here, gone forever.
And so are we voting that this tradition should go away
should
or stay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or more so that it's insane or not insane.
Heather, you're going to vote first. I'll just put my pen where I think you're going to vote.
What are the things again?
Gone forever or it should stay?
It should stay, okay.
Jesus.
Don't put your pen where it shouldn't
go. You had all
go.
These crazy sexual hang-ups, okay.
Oh, whoa.
Matt,
whoa.
Where do you vote?
Only those two categories?
Yep.
You could, I guess, if you have a third option.
I'm totally for breaking tradition, but I don't see the problem that you have with it.
Boom!
So it should stay.
But I do see the being embarrassed for them being up there.
So it could stay as an option, I guess?
Yeah.
All right. Christina?
I think it should stay.
Jesus Christ.
Yes! Yes, justice!
I just want the rest of you guys to know that I'm in a room of sexual deviance here.
Yep, that's it.
Doing
that's
this
so
show
true.
For everyone.
Oh my God.
So the four of us engaged in a pretty summery activity last weekend.
Summer.
Where did we summer. We went to? Huh?
The Renaissance Festival.
That's right. Now, I thought we could talk about this a little, and I wanted to talk about it chronologically. Because fucking Larry David over here
what the hell?
Had an incident before we even got in the front door.
That was not my fault. That was not my fault that the man took my food.
Mm-hmm.
He took my apple.
Why don't you explain
okay.
in your own words?
I told you in the car they didn't allow outside food and drink.
I must not have heard you. I'm sorry.
Because you asked about your water bottle.
Well, I had an apple in my bag because I knew that I was going to want a snack that wasn't fried eventually.
And, which is, yeah, okay.
Okay, well, forgive me for, you know, not being American. And so we get up to the gate and the guy, he's, you know, he checks my ticket and then he's like, could I just peek in your bag? And I was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. And he's like, my lady, you can't bring the apple in ye worth inside, whatever he said. And I was just like, are you serious?
Now, this was my favorite part because he suggested if you wanted, you could step out of line and like... chug well, the apple or
yeah,
something, slam
like,
this apple real quick.
It. He was like, you could eat it right here. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm not going to eat the apple right now.
Who would do that? What kind of crazy person would be like, I'd step out
and
of line.
I was really upset because that was a really good apple.
I know.
I paid for this apple with my own money.
I know.
And I can't have it?
He was treating you like he was like,
he took my apple.
A park ranger and he came on some kids camping and he's like, you guys can't drink here, but.
Yeah.
If you slam the rest of those beers, no one has to know.
And I'm not going to lie. It wasn't like a time where I'm like, eh, okay, whatever. I was like legitimately upset, but kept it inside.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck you. I hope I see you afterwards. And I'm going to punch you in the face. I was
so
mad.
The more ironic part about that is that my mom and I went through a separate line with a different ticket taker. And we both had large purses and she didn't check either of
ours. Yeah, I remember you came up to me and he was like, he didn't check my bag. And I was like, what the fuck?
She didn't even ask. She didn't care.
That's such horseshit.
And it's an apple. It's not like a bag of McDonald's.
What did he think I did?
It's not your meal.
Or booze.
Yeah. Right. He's like, what did I think? I infused it with Everclear, make my own jungle juice right there in the grounds? Like, what the fuck?
This is what I'm saying. It's not like you were bringing in a food that was clearly available inside.
I wish I remember what he looked like because I would forever remember his face. And if I ever came across him again, he would get what was coming to him. Okay.
I wish I remembered apple. What he would look like because I would forever remember his face. Why didn't you just memorize his face?
I didn't. I was too upset.
Yeah.
I was too
Your
upset.
Eyes were filled with blood and
they
you
were filled with tears.
Would you like me to buy you an apple?
I don't know.
Since I can talk to you into coming.
I'll think about it.
You know, I have some in my fridge at home and got some Golden Delicious and
I would
Fugees.
Like you to find out who that man was and then we'll go from there.
He also said that they were going to take the apple to a food bank, which is the biggest bunch of horseshit
I've
ever
heard. He was like, we could donate it to a food bank. And I was like, oh, you mean like the food bank of your mouth in like a half hour when you're on your break, son of a bitch?
Is that what he said? We could donate to, I mean.
He's like, would you like me to donate it to a local food bank? I was like, okay. All right.
He wasn't saying he would. He's just like, out of curiosity.
We have this possibility, maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like
whatever.
It.
The apple
would
is
you
gone.
Like that?
We know he ate it. Whatever. I'm over it. Almost.
Yeah, sounds like it.
That was how the whole day started.
See, this is, we now are in the gates.
Yep.
This is what I'm saying. Larry David, everyone.
And, you know, just, it didn't remember, Larry David, fuck you, okay? Not, okay, it's kind of like, that could be an episode. I could see it. Anyway, not at all like I remembered it being. I mean, I hadn't been there in like probably a good 10 years, but it not at all like I remember.
How so?
It was much, I mean, when we went, it was much bigger because I remember being so much smaller when I was.
Because you went with your dad before, right?
Yeah, but
and
I
you guys
just
walked around. He put his hand on your lower back and stuff.
Fucking Christ!
Because that's normal.
I just don't remember there being that many shops there like, at all.
No, it was definitely smaller.
Maybe half of the size that it was.
Oh, yeah. Size-wise, different.
I don't. I feel like there's an innuendo there. I feel like you're.
Oh, don't be
something.
Gross. Not, no, I'm not talking about your father's
no
penis.
One else
I'm talking about
that.
The goddamn Renaissance Festival.
Okay.
Jesus.
Now you're
Christ.
Talking about the Renaissance Festival.
Okay. I am.
Okay.
Well, we saw some pretty nice people there.
Yeah.
Do you guys have some favorites you'd like to
interesting
share?
Interesting people.
Yeah.
My favorite was probably White Fur Bikini Lady.
Awesome.
She was awesome.
And her boots were like, they were like, what are those boots?
Furry moon boots.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
that's furry actually what I was boots. Going for.
Yeah. Huh?
And she was literally wearing a bikini.
It was
sheepskin,
made of like fox fur or something. Yeah.
It was like
I think she just glued some of the fur to like the front of a regular white bra because you could definitely see the back of her bra was a regular bra.
I saw her bra. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Well, yeah. To be fair, there are some.
I saw her whole naked body.
There are always some questionable people like wearing things that they shouldn't. But she was fairly decent looking for what she was wearing.
That's
so
true.
At least it was, you know, not disgusting to look at.
Yeah, she was appropriately dressed for her body, I suppose.
Wasn't she with like a man that was dressed kind of crazy?
No, he was dressed completely.
Was he normal?
Yeah, he had
I can't
a
remember.
Baseball hat on.
Oh God,
I don't know. That's I didn't notice who she was with. So
this is the fucked up part to me. How do you imagine your significant other? Okay, we went to the Renaissance Festival,
mm-hmm.
And imagine I was like, I'm going to get dressed up, and you're like, I'll just dress normal. And then I show up in like a fur thong, and then how would you feel walking around with me just like that?
Did you shave your ass?
No. I did nothing.
I would feel like people were staring at us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How crazy would that feel?
It'd be a little insane.
Imagine you're going with your dad.
No.
And you're
no. No.
Would your dad let you do that? Let's say
I don't want to talk about this. No.
I'm saying if your dad, you went, you're 16, you go to the Renaissance Festival with your dad and you come out in this outfit.
No, he wouldn't let me.
Yeah, wouldn't he be like, fuck
well,
you?
Well, he might have been a little too shit-faced to say.
That's
to
true.
Be honest. Yeah. So
hooray,
maybe you shouldn't ask me.
Yay,
high five.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mine would be the opposite, and yours would be too shit-faced to care, and mine would be like, Jesus doesn't want you to do that.
Oh my God,
we need to save you and go to church.
Literally, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Matt, what about you? Who'd you
did
see?
Did you have a favorite,
yeah. favorite character?
There were so many.
Come on. You're
I
ready.
Was too grumpy all day.
It was so hot. Was it because it was so hot?
Or it was hot.
Because we went into every store.
We lollygagged it.
We did.
Well, that's kind of the point of the fair is to lollygag. What, do you want to like run around and have races?
No, what you need to do is the first thing you do when you get inside is you take a lap around the entire place. And then you know where you're going, where things are, what's going on.
You know what?
And then you can stop at all the stores.
Yeah. Well, you need to communicate this to the rest of everybody.
Perhaps if we would have taken a lap, you would have remembered where you saw that feather head thing that you
maybe.
Wanted.
Your crown.
It's true.
That's true.
We did take a lap at the end, though, and I still couldn't find it.
Yeah.
No.
Probably because someone bought it.
Well, see, the one that I liked the best was on the shopkeeper's head, but the shopkeeper that was running that I saw was gone by the time we were running around the next time. So.
And she's talking about like the little crowns that you wear, and they're like ribbony and flowery.
I'm
it's like something a Shakespeare's wife would wear or something.
I don't know.
I buy a different headwear every time I go. Yeah. It's kind
tradition.
Of my thing.
Tradition.
I'm not going to lie that I'm not a Renaissance
a tradition
nerd.
That should stay.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of our listeners have been to the Renaissance Festival, but it's not really Renaissance-y.
No.
It's kind it's of like a combination medieval Robin
pirates.
Hood, pirates.
That's what I don't get.
Ironic Star Troopers.
Yeah.
Dress up however you feel like it because you can.
I think of it
with
as
lots of things to buy.
These are the people who
and fried food on
Colorado.
Yeah, right.
If Colorado had Comic-Con, these are the people who would be at Comic-Con, but absolutely, they don't have a Comic-Con, so they're like,
let's go,
I'm
here.
Going to the fucking Renfest then.
So you got people dressed up like Jack Sparrow and Thor and Skanky Fur Girl.
Wait,
and
that's what I don't understand. Like, seriously, historically, were there pirates then or were there not?
I don't think so. I think pirates were more 1600s, 1700s.
Then what the fuck are they doing there? That makes no sense.
What are we doing there?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
You're what is anyone doing shorts anywhere?
Yeah, I was in jean shorts.
He's hot. Closer historically.
Okay.
Time-wise. I thought we should have gone in a DeLorean. Because then it's like we traveled to that. A DeLorean.
I don't know what that is.
I did hear somebody say that seeing
from
the
Back
Doctor
to the Future? The car?
Was the highlight of
called?
The Renaissance
Yeah,
Festival.
I didn't know. It's a real car called the DeLorean.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I decided that's what I'm going to try to do next year.
To dress like Doc Brown?
No, the Doctor Who.
Oh, Doctor Who. I was thinking, Marty! That guy.
Why isn't he one of the doctors?
He is a doctor and a time traveler. I bet they've crossed paths. How come only you have to have a fucking medical degree to go in time?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like you would need to know that.
Can I talk
about... You need to know science.
Well, we need to... Who is... Did you say who your favorite person was yet?
Well,
I don't think you did.
I didn't really have a... Well, that Raven was kind of freaking me out.
Raven.
That, like, bird man hugged your sister. Sure.
With the, like, lizard
that
tail
was
thing.
Awesome.
What the fuck? I mean, if any of you listeners...
It's a pretty cool costume, though. I mean,
it's
a lot
true.
Of work went into that
it's
shit.
It's true. If any of you have seen The Dark Crystal or The Labyrinth or some shit like
it
that,
totally
he totally...
looked like he came out of that.
There's a bird, though, in one of those movies, I swear, and it reminded me of that.
I don't know.
It must have been...
It's got to be from
no,
something.
No, the one with the flying dog. What the fuck is that movie?
Neverending Story?
Yes. There's a bird in that movie, and it was totally like
flying
that.
Flying dog.
What the fuck? What else is he?
He's a luck dragon.
He's Falcor.
Well,
he's Falcor
flying Falcor, whatever his name is.
Okay.
There's a bird in there, and it was like that.
Are you trying to make me upset?
What? Are you kidding me?
I'm surprised that no one mentioned this favorite person of mine.
Hmm.
Towards the end of the day,
yeah,
we saw, this is how I remember it, a lady who was dressed sort of gypsy-ish, I guess. She wasn't super outlandish. Leading around a guy on a leash.
Oh, yeah.
Who had, like, no shirt on and a leather horse head.
And, like, straps across his chest.
Yeah. Real bondage-y.
Yeah.
Real sort of bondage leading him around.
I didn't know they had bondage in the Renaissance.
We know now.
I didn't either.
We're educated.
Well, I was just thinking about, because, you know, I'm thinking, because it's, like, real family-friendly kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got this edge to it. But as a kid, I would think, oh, he's just, like, being a horse.
Right.
And, of course, you lead a horse around.
I loved to go when I was little because of all the princesses.
Yeah.
And fairies.
But then you
most
don't.
Totally.
When you're older, you're like, oh, they fuck in a dungeon.
Right.
This is not.
She puts butt plugs in him.
Yeah. He does what she says.
She puts butt plugs in. That's awesome. In a disgusting way.
Well, I don't know.
That was one of my favorite. My real favorite.
I thought you liked the Stripley.
Yeah. There was this lady, and she was dressed in sort of a dress of black and white stripes. And then
horizontal
wings,
stripes.
Yeah, horizontal.
Not like a referee,
yeah.
like a prisoner.
You know what she looked like?
Yeah,
if there was a sort of Hispanic fairy Beetlejuice.
That's totally right.
She was wearing the female version of Beetlejuice's suit.
Yeah. She totally was, but she had like fairy wings, didn't she?
Yeah. Her socks were striped too. Did you already say that? Her socks were striped too.
I liked the fairy. Too.
The actual fairy?
Wait, whoa.
Heather's best
you
friend?
You mean the fucking, the freaky fairy?
I think I have a picture
of the one that had that
here,
weird
actually.
Old, like, whistle and was, like, whistling with the little kids around?
No, not that one.
Oh,
no.
God, get that
no.
one. That's official
that's,
entertainment.
That's the one.
No, not her. The gay fairy. Like, the dude
oh,
that
the,
was, like,
oh,
in the pink tutu and
who
shit.
Who was with the stripe lady, with Beetlejuice.
What, were they together?
Yeah.
I don't know. I
the
didn't
really
see them together.
Old man,
it was, like,
him?
Mardi Gras weekend. So
yeah.
It was
real crazy.
Wait, we gotta get on the same... You're talking about the old man that had like all that crazy shit.
He was like an old bearded man, but he had like a pink little tutu on and like tight shirt. I mean,
he was
kind of
awesome.
Fruity.
It was
fantastic.
If Santa Claus, Santa Claus on Fire Island,
yeah,
is how I would title his look.
Yeah.
Basically,
Santa Claus on ecstasy in a gay club.
Yeah,
that's totally right.
Yeah, he looked like he was. You know, it's funny though. The crazier people look, the more fun they appear to be having.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, there's a sort of a...
Remember that lady that... She wasn't dressed real crazy. She just had like a Renaissance dress on, but she was really loud. And she was just kind
of...
At the very I feel like it was at the beginning.
She was so loud.
Shouting.
That we
was
thought
she working
she was,
there?
That's what we thought.
We're not
she was
sure.
Not.
It's
she
hard
wasn't.
To tell sometimes.
She wasn't working there. Oh, boy.
It was her and some other lady, and they were like yelling, and they were being all Renaissance-y. You know, like, get back here, my and then... like a Monty Python lady. And then... But no, she wasn't, because we were like, maybe she works here. Maybe this is a show.
Yeah.
It was not a show.
No.
She was just
the
loud.
Shows happen on the stages.
I did think, though, like, in the Renaissance, a main job qualification is being loud.
Yeah, you did say that.
Like, if I could just yell
they
loud, I could have
a
job.
Lot.
Like well, that... there was, like, a lot of people crowded
pickles!
In the small spaces.
Yeah.
Pickles!
Like, that guy that was trying to sell jerky and stuff. Like, he was like, everyone was shouting.
If you could be loud and obnoxious, you're a salesman.
Yeah.
It's well... You've been to like a like mark. Did you go to a market when you were in Morocco visiting your brother?
Oh God!
They yell a lot, right?
Well, talk about Morocco. I gotta pee.
They kind of here's what their big thing was, because a lot of French people take tours there, so they start talking to you in
right
French, and
the
then they figure
channel.
Out you don't know French. So they're like, my friend, and they want to tell you something, and then it quickly becomes clear that what they want to tell you is, why don't you buy this crazy watch? That doesn't even look like a knockoff of a brand you understand.
But not teeth.
They do have... Oh, that was fucked up.
That was the postcard.
They have these guys who sit in, I don't know, their marketplace or whatever.
Where do the teeth come from?
There's
That's
a big
gross.
Tray, and he has a huge tray of teeth. This is a dentist. This is what they call a dentist. And what they will do is they have this big tray of teeth, and if for some reason you need a tooth, they'll try and match it up with what you've got going on, and then just sort of jam it in the tooth hole. And this is a dentist.
That doesn't sound very sanitary.
Yeah, Morocco, not my top living country.
I mean, where do the teeth come from? Do they like scavenge them
it's
from dead
be corpses.
Bodies?
Yeah,
oh, God.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine that there's like a bum who's just like, bash out my teeth. It's worth
right?
it.
Right? And then they're like jamming these unsanitized teeth into a tooth hole and like,
yeah, no.
I'm surprised that more people don't die of infections. Well, maybe they do.
Yeah, if you're
that's where they get the corpses from.
Maybe that's true.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's a cycle.
And then, no, and then that they would, someone would take a picture of it and sell it as a postcard.
There were a lot more like front teeth than molars and stuff, so maybe they do just punch people out and then
maybe
who knows? I have no fucking idea where they come. And if anyone has like a whole, it looks like if you had a board game and you took it apart and you had the part with the rules in it and you just filled it with teeth.
Yeah.
If anyone has that many teeth, they're not a good human.
No.
No one should have that many teeth.
No.
Ever.
You don't know what you're talking. We're talking about, do you?
I know nothing.
I did encounter one guy who pissed me off at the Renaissance Festival a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was buying a steak on a stick.
Ah.
And this guy, so I give him money, and he was like, do you need any ones back? And I was like, oh, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, you said no, and then I looked at you, and I was like, after you like went to get your food, and I was like, he was implying if you wanted to leave a tip.
Which I was. I had ones.
Yeah.
And I gave him a one, but I was like, fuck you, buddy. You don't ask if I want. You just give me the ones and then give me the option. You don't have to be like, oh, were you planning on tipping me?
I was kind of disappointed with the food sellers this year because normally when you tip them, they get real loud. And a few of them did do the tip-ah thing.
Yeah.
But some of them just like were like, yeah, we have a tip. And I was like,
yeah,
assholes. I don't care if it's the last fucking weekend.
Yeah.
You better shout that shit out.
I'm losing my job on Monday.
A 20th century dollar must be worth billions in the Renaissance. Billions.
Speaking of food.
Yeah.
Let's talk about my favorite part.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you tell us how you felt?
Cue rant.
You know,
I'm going to just sit back.
Fried food, whatever, rock on. Fucking a giant turkey leg, that shit freaks me out.
Explain.
It's insane.
People were eating. They're
so
like,
if this fairy was eating a turkey leg,
I would have a heart attack.
I don't think she'd eat it so much as put the skin on her face and walk around
and just dance and play flute. Yeah. No, but seriously, like, I mean, all the listeners, all of you, you will never forget this moment because from here on out, every time you see someone eating a giant turkey leg, you're going to look at them and you're going to remember this. You're going to remember me saying that you will never see anyone look more animalistic or barbaric as when they are eating a giant turkey leg.
You know how they do like on a show, they'll do a spoiler alert if someone's going to spoil a movie. I'll just say if you want to eat a turkey leg again, just skip 40 minutes ahead. Can you condense this to 40 minutes?
I mean, you know, we would... It's just, I don't even know what to say.
Let me describe. There was one particular guy.
It was dangling?
Yeah, he was like shirtless. Well, he looked... You know, he was dressed like was Aladdin.
Yeah, dressed
like Aladdin.
He had like poofy pants.
Yeah,
poofy pants.
His pants were kind of poofy, and I think he had like a vest but no shirt on, and some kind of a turban or something.
From the Renaissance?
Who knows? Fucking knows.
Shit's out the window now. Doesn't matter.
The English Renaissance.
Things. Oh, that reminds me of something else we'll have to get to.
Okay.
But, so he looked like Aladdin. So he's sitting on this steps eating a turkey leg, and it's just completely animalistic.
It's so gross.
I mean, as you pointed out, everyone, as soon as you eat a turkey leg, now this is a huge turkey leg, and people just hold it in their fist like a club, and then they take the biggest bites they possibly can. So that there's flesh. They have a beard of flesh.
They kind of do.
It's got that skin on it, but that skin's so good, you got to.
It's making me sick.
And then it kind of looks like when they start eating it and they get a little bit around, it looks more like not someone was eating it, but it blew up. Like, you know, in the cartoons the when they smoke a trick cigar and it explodes?
And it's all totally.
And it looks blew out. That's kind of what they look like. And it's just, it was odd to watch, like, a mom just walking around with this
stroller
leg. It's like a leg of a person just eating it.
A baby leg.
A baby's leg.
The best one I saw all day was this kind of older woman, and she was wearing a tank top and she was not wearing a bra, and she had a turkey leg and she was going to town, and I was just like, I can't look at you anymore. I have to look away.
Was there some kind of at
but
the door?
But you can't, because it's like a train wreck.
Yeah, you have to look. You have to stare.
Maybe I didn't catch this. Maybe you caught this in your Apple encounter. Was there some kind of bra collection center at the door?
There must have been. I have never seen more women with no bra at one event than at the Renaissance Festival.
It seemed like everyone was... People were not dressed Renaissance-y so much as like, fuck it, I'm not wearing a bra.
But it wasn't younger women. It was like old women.
Saggy boobs.
Yes.
Yeah. It was not like... Yeah. Not what you wanted to see.
Didn't you say, like, we were on the way home and you were like, their version of Renaissance is just to, like, let it all hang out or something, right? Like,
Yeah.
Must not have had bras then.
bras were not invented, ergo.
But
fuck
cotton
it.
Tank tops.
I'm going to wear jean shorts.
Yeah, tank tops and shittiest strollers.
Yeah.
Cheapest strollers I've ever seen at this Renaissance Festival.
Which, coming from you, is, well,
fucked up.
They must have been cheap.
While we're on the subject of no bras, I did warn you of the shelf boob phenomenon.
Yes, shelf boobs.
How did you find that?
But they didn't seem that great.
I didn't see too many
good shelf boobs. Yeah. I mean, there were some that were pushed out there on display and weird contortionist things, but there were I did not see a good shelf boob.
No. I saw a couple.
I was kind of disappointed.
There was like two or three that I felt were okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the lady that was in the Rocky Mountain Raptor?
The owl lady.
Yes.
She was like...
That was nice. I almost went in there, even though I don't give a fuck about animals.
Yeah. Because
I was like, look at this. This lady's cans are just out. How many weird dads just went in there and they're like, oh, tell me about this owl. And they're like, oh.
Tell me about these Hooters. I mean, Hooters.
Yeah. She really set herself up there, I think.
Maybe that's what she was going for.
Maybe.
You know, that's kind of like...
She's a real punny kind of person.
This one time I went to the zoo with my sister and her two kids, and they...
is going to turn to boobs, I don't know, but go on.
It's mostly turning to dads watching.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we went and there were these like fire dancers there doing this kind of event.
At the zoo?
Yeah, and they were just like throwing like fire in the air and swallowing fire and whatever they were doing. But there was this, the outfits they were wearing were crazy. And this girl, she had this like gothic-y short skirt and this corset. Like, she was dressed really crazy.
That sounds great.
And everyone was watching, and I looked around at the crowd, and like the moms were tending to the kids and the dads were just like drooling. They were like holding the stroller, and they had the diaper bags on their shoulders, but they were just like, oh yeah. Like, you could tell. I mean, it was like that. Yeah.
Why was that happening at the zoo?
I have no idea.
I can't imagine a zebra is like,
I don't know.
Oh, I'm comforted by fire flying the fuck around in my home.
Know. I think that was when the zoo lights were going on, although I feel like still that's weird.
I feel sort of sorry for the zoo because the animals, Because they always have these weird events going on, and they're just like, what's going on? What are these? How come my fucking, every winter, my home turns into goddamn Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair.
Anyway, Renaissance.
Oh, yeah. There was another interesting sort of factor. Uh-huh. This is where it turns a bit racial.
Oh, God. Okay. Noted that you are turning it racial, sure, and not me.
The host, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Matt's like, yeah.
Let it go down in history that Heather pointed out that I turned it racial and is smiling.
Fuck you.
Laughing. She handed me a note.
Do you see how this goes every time?
She just handed me a note with the N-word on it.
I did no such thing. You're such
to remind
asshole.
Me, and I was like, just I remembered. Story, okay, I remembered.
Tell your story, liar.
Well, there's sort of two parts. One part was we went by this sort of Scottish seller, retailer.
Oh, yeah.
With kilts and stuff. And the guy working there appeared to be a black gentleman, uh-huh, with dreadlocks. And I can't remember who it was, but someone brought up the point of, do you think that really happened?
I think it was me. That was later as we were leaving. I was like, I don't think that they really had black people when kilts were big.
Yeah.
Christina the race master.
See, but that's not the one that I remember.
But their kilts had to be big.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
They have enormous.
I got it. You're dirty.
So that was a little weird. A little kind of like, this is not very historically accurate. But then there was an escape artist there.
Oh, yeah.
On stage.
They were doing a show.
Also, oh, yeah, a black guy.
Yeah.
So I looked at his website today. It was his personal Facebook page linked, oh, on, God, the website.
How was it?
Awesome.
Well, graduated from such and such high school. Self-employed magician.
Why would you care what high school he went to?
No, but your point was that it was the show, okay, and there was bleachers, show, and everyone was,
yeah, everyone's watching, and he's up on the stage. It looks like a slave auction.
Yeah.
Because they're chaining him up to do an escape. But yeah, when I see...
Since we didn't sit down and watch the whole show, and we didn't see it from the beginning, distance, we just happened, yeah, to catch, like, half of it, and we just happened to look over and see this black guy in chains on a stage. We were kind of like,
what? It was like, oh my God.
It was
a
like,
little too accurate. This yeah, isn't fun anymore.
It was like VHS number two of Roots is what we were watching. It was crazy.
VHS, not DVD.
And there was literally, there was a white man on stage chaining him up.
Two white guys.
Yeah. Just, yep, chaining him up, and he was talking about something.
Like, tighten those chains. Get it tight. Yeah. Over my shoulder, under my elbows.
It was crazy. Watching it, I was so uncomfortable. I almost didn't finish the fried ice cream I was eating.
Almost.
I was like,
the fried ice cream was kind of gross.
I was
not
like
gonna lie.
10 yeah, steps away from you guys at that point, and I was enjoying it. I'd seen the guy on, I had seen the guy on the news. I knew what was going on, and yeah, then I turn around and hear what you guys are saying. I'm like, oh, you just ruined this whole thing. This is the kind of thing I want to see at the Renaissance
I'm
Festival.
Sorry.
You just ruined it.
It was just a little slavey for me.
Now the fried ice cream, speaking of that, so for lunch we had, well, for more of a snack we had the fried,
but wait, real quick, oh, we should have stayed and watched him break out of the chains.
It's
that
true,
would have been a nice symbolic, like,
key?
Bah.
But
where's
I told you when I saw
in the north,
when I saw him on the news, I was eating
north
my breakfast.
South. I got it.
And they had the microphone really, oh, close, yeah, to his shoulder when he was getting out of the straitjacket. And you could hear it. And I'm like, oh, I, yeah, don't want to eat my breakfast
you
anymore.
You could hear his shoulder pop out of place like, ugh, his fucking gross, lethal weapon. Yeah. So we should have stayed and watched the rest.
Yeah.
But I think I was so like, you fucking racist, mm-hmm, that we just had to go. Yeah. I had to go. I couldn't watch anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, what's next? They're going to bring out a bunch of cotton and make him pick it up?
God.
This is not appropriate.
That's horrifying.
I know. I was horrified. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
horrified. Horrified.
We can move on then. We'll move on to the food.
Okay.
Let's talk about the food. I'm kind of excited about the food. This is the first year that I've really eaten a lot of the food because most of the time I'm so hot that I don't even feel hungry and don't want to, yeah, eat. So this, yeah, year I made a point to like eat.
I will
and
tell
I'm
you
excited.
Guys this. I am very upset that I did not eat a funnel cake when I had the chance.
Yeah. You should have. You wanted one so bad.
Funnel cakes are my favorite, and I can't believe I didn't eat it.
I don't know.
What is a funnel cake?
IHOP has those now. So.
IHOP does?
Yeah.
That's not the same, huh, though.
It's not fair
it's
food.
Fried dude.
Well, it's not the same.
Dude. How hard
going,
could it be?
I mixed dough with goo.
It is kind of
goo.
Going
kind of a fried dough then.
Going to the restaurant and knowing I can get it like whenever I want, that's not the same.
Same thing
as
like, oh, the fair's in town,
oh
I can
God,
get funnel cake.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it looks like the shape of it is like if you've ever been in a real...
They put it in one of those squeeze bottles, like a ketchup bottle, and like squeeze it into the,
oh, okay,
the hot oil.
It's like if you gave a 2-year-old a pen and gave them a piece of paper.
Sure. Said go. I was going to say it's like.
Well, I'm just saying what they actually do.
Sometimes
they have like batter in a ketchup bottle and they squeeze it into the hot oil.
Maybe this is just me, but sometimes, like if I get a little dehydrated, I take a shit and it looks exactly like a funnel cake.
That's
like
disgusting.
It's little pieces in a spiral.
Really? I don't want to hear this.
We went the whole time this far without. Just
it's only been 40 minutes.
Anyway, but I love funnel cake, but I can't eat it because every time I do, no fail,
you inhale
the powdered sugar and have a choking fit.
Yep,
it never fails.
You have to like exhale as you're
chewing. It's a skill.
As you put it in your mouth, you have to.
My favorite food was the fried macaroni and cheese on a stick.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I was going to talk about was the fried mac and cheese. It was good.
On a stick.
But you could totally tell it was like Kraft.
You totally could.
But it was good. It was good.
It was fried on a stick.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. I had a steak on a stick, which was pretty good, too.
I had a hero. It's pretty good.
I wish I would have tried your steak on a stick, too. That looked good.
It was much better than I thought.
I really wanted a sausage on a stick, but I couldn't find
it. No, we found it. We found it at one point.
Food court on the east or the west side.
West side.
By that time, I wasn't hungry anymore.
You know what you should have done is just had the steak on a stick.
I wanted the cheesecake on a stick, too, and I didn't have it
because
they were out.
Oh, okay.
Who are your favorite people?
The favorite people, when you and I went to get a beer, our first beer, and there's the group of like steampunk guys like smoking under the awning of the beer stand. And they had stood there for a long time.
Was that when I caught up
They're
with you guys?
They're just hanging out there smoking under the... I'm a recently quitted smoker.
Yeah.
And I still don't get it. I go away from people when I smoked.
They were right in
there. But they were like right in the window of the beer stand.
That's a great place to go. If you're like a dad and you want to smoke and take your kids somewhere, this is like the only place. You can't smoke at fucking Six Flags or Waterworld.
You can't smoke anywhere anymore.
See, that's
I'm really
surprised
they're still allowed to be smoking there because you can't smoke anywhere.
But you're outside. Yeah.
That's what I was telling Peter, though. I was like, you can't smoke anywhere else.
But I don't think you could even smoke like...
smoke section for them.
Right.
You can't be smoking right in the window of a...
Like ball games.
It seemed
games?
A little odd.
There's a designated smoking area in ball games. You're
ball
outside.
Ball games, yeah, you have to go somewhere special.
And, like,
to
I don't
smoke.
Even think like a lot of like outdoor concert venues you could probably smoke anymore. I mean, people do because they're potheads, but
they smoke.
That's the one problem I have with no smoking at concerts is like, how are people supposed to get stoned? Because then it's completely obvious that you're smoking
they're
weed,
not.
Right? Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Or you just do it before. That's my advice.
We had pizza, right? The pizza was okay.
We had pizza. That was fine.
It wasn't...
What else did I have?
Bad.
Oh, I did have the fried ice cream. I did not enjoy it. The outside coating was very chewy.
It was a little chewy.
And I think it had coconut in it, and I don't like coconut.
I kind of had to do it for my summer thing.
I kind of hollowed it out. Like, I just ate the ice cream out of it.
That's funny.
I kind of, like, chopped into it and
it's funny
because,
like, the whole point of people getting fried ice cream is to eat the fried part, and that's the only part you didn't want.
You just treated it like an excavation.
It was chewy. You know, I expect fried ice cream coating to be kind of crunchy because it's like a fried coating, but it was chewy.
Yeah.
It's
gross. I got to try on a princess dress.
You looked awesome, too.
Yeah.
I
have costumes. Oh, I have one right now, but I didn't wear it this year because...
They were expensive.
Hips got a little big.
I was shocked at how expensive they were.
The shop we were in that I was trying stuff on, though, was actually fairly reasonable for a lot of the costume places you go into, they're very, very expensive.
Well, yeah, because we went by one, and they just looked much more elaborate, and you were telling me that they're, like, way more expensive.
They are.
Like, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
Right. And how much was a piece of the one that you tried on? Like, the
corset was the most expensive, because it's the hardest to make, and it was $140.
The corset.
And so, like, just the corset alone, and how many pieces were you trying on? Like, four or five?
I had two skirts, a shirt, and a corset on.
See, so out of four, one piece of the four was $140.
Why did you have two skirts on?
Because there was, like, an underskirt and, like, a lace overskirt.
Jesus Christ.
It's layering.
You didn't go on the same website I did about costuming, did it?
No. I know nothing. Oh, yeah. These are my underpants. I guess there is a thing of underpants.
An underskirt and an overskirt.
The costume that I have at home is deer hide, so it was $180 for all of it.
Wow.
That's kind of awesome.
$180, though, that sounds like a better deal.
Well, but it's also very skimpy.
Also
there's not a lot there.
A couple strips of leather and a tie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm really hoping that I'm in this exercise class right now that I'll be able to wear it again next year. Very
go
excited.
You.
That's your goal, is to go as Deer Woman next year?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Robin Hood thing. Like, like Girl of the Forest.
I saw someone was kind enough to hang the picture in the break room at
Yes,
work.
They were last year. Thank you. I believe that might have been you or Shauna Berry.
Me?
Yeah, maybe
What
not.
Did I do?
Did you take that picture off Facebook that I had from last year's or the year before's Renaissance Festival?
I don't even know what picture you're talking about.
Did you?
What picture?
Did you?
Of you dressed as who?
Just
as,
answer.
In my Renaissance costume.
Nope. That was not me.
It must have been Shauna.
Sorry, Shauna. I totally ratted you out, I guess.
Shauna or Jessica.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
There are options.
I haven't had Facebooks for a while.
Yeah. So I had a couple fried foods to complete my summer list.
Mm-hmm.
But also Wait, part so of done. Summer list.
So maybe no. with the summer list, because yeah. people have listened to the prior podcast, so why did we go to the Renaissance Festival?
To work on summer list.
Right, because you one of I your things right was here. To eat a fried something fried
oh
that you
my God.
Had never eaten before. And I came to you really? And I said, you should go to the Renaissance Festival. They have everything fried.
You kept the Jessica Rabbit
Yeah, we got this on our thing? On the car. There's some
stripper
lady going
pamphlet.
To a stripper yeah. club.
What's Whatever. Wrong with her butt? It's like...
Isn't it weird looking? It is weird. And she's in a bunch of magazines I've never heard of.
When did you make this list?
On a previous podcast.
Oh, the ones I don't listen
Can
to.
You guys believe... Okay. If you
I,
had,
I wasn't sure.
I thought it was Maximum.
If you made a podcast,
Maximum?
I would. That's a knockoff.
Don't
of
Don't start. We've had this conversation.
I'm just Sorry. Saying.
I don't
if you
care
had a
about
podcast,
internet.
I would
I
listen
don't care
to it all
about
the time.
Any of that shit.
I would know all your secrets.
What?
I don't care.
Okay.
Anyway,
I have this summer list. I made a hot dog punch card, so
you
I could
made
keep
it?
Track.
Let me see this.
Well, I got it somewhere else, but it had no punches in it,
oh.
and I was like, oh, this will be a great. I can keep it in my wallet and punch
you
out.
You need to write on here that it's Peter's hot dog punch card, though.
Please do. But one of the things I have to do is find a summer cocktail. So I bought this Jeremiah Weed Spiked Cola Southern Style. It's a premium malt beverage. So I thought I would try this. Do you guys want to try some?
Sounds good.
The can is severely dented. Okay, it's safe.
And it's like a 24-ounce size can.
That's a really big
it's
can.
It's not the six-packs that you see at the store. I've never seen the 24-ounce
nice.
Can.
Wiener car.
No, I don't know what this is about.
I visit the
this?
Store and walk up and down the fridges a couple times a week.
Okay, I don't
so
want to
How
blast.
Is this different from like a...
Well, it's all foam. It's very foamy.
How is this different from like a rum and coke or a...
I don't know.
It's
whiskey
not.
Coke.
We'll find out.
Pre-made.
It's made out of Jeremiah Weed's
what
blood.
What booze is... What,
it's made out of weed?
Guys, I don't know. I don't know.
well,
I don't know.
Read it.
It's a whiskey brand, but it says
malt
premium
beverage.
Malt beverage. Beverage.
Like
Mr. Jeremiah Weed was a original
like
Southern...
Ice?
Yeah, like Mike's or something.
He was a Southern gentleman, and That's he's born nice. Of a long Southern tradition, and he utilizes only the highest quality ingredients. So it doesn't matter. It's high quality. Whatever the fuck it
How
is.
How much was that can?
Like probably $1.70.
Okay,
who knows?
Real high quality.
I don't know. It's in like a Monster Energy drink can.
It's the bottom of the mash tun mixed
God.
With RC.
Probably yeah.
You.
Or A plus.
Does everyone want to try a little?
I really don't want to. I really
Let's go.
Think it's gonna make me sick if I do.
You don't have to.
I'm
gonna, Let's
I'll
go.
Smell it.
Yeah, you can smell it. Matt, you want to try it?
It smells like flat RC cola.
It does. Smell
for reals.
Like, it smells like a free cola you'd get with a pizza.
Cheers.
Cheers. Let's try. Here's to summer, huh? I can't drink this because it's all broken.
That tastes like shit.
It tastes
it
like
tastes
it's like flat cola. I can't even taste any booze in it.
You know what it's like?
And it foamed up so nice. How does it taste flat?
It tastes like, very syrupy.
It's like when you have
yeah,
a Slurpee that goes unmelt. It melts, and then you have the dregs at
You
the
should
end.
Totally mix this with crushed ice. And drink
yeah,
it like a Slurpee,
good.
Like a slushy, and then it would be like four things off your list.
I would have that would be a frozen treat. Oh, you know what? I've already tried enough frozen. And my summer list is getting all waterlogged. I'm pretty close to finishing. I'm doing well.
You did a lot.
What's
well,
left?
you knocked a lot out in your.
We could talk about yeah what
brother.
We've done so far. Let's
to
see.
Be fair, you also had knocked out a few prior to unveiling the list.
That's true. I read checked.
I kept listening to it. I'm like, we did that one time we went to all the beer places.
Yeah. Well, I have read checked the things that I've done since. Let's see. I ate two more hot dogs. I went to this place called Biker Jim's in Denver, which was really good, except everyone who worked there, they've probably been there for a while, and they're all making jokes about wieners. And I was like,
Wiener
really,
jokes.
Guys? That was annoying. I was on a plane.
I just made a wiener joke.
Peter's wiener punch card?
Yep.
Damn it. That's how am I supposed to put? What if I get hit by a car and I have this in my wallet? And I think this is every time I hooked up with a man on Craigslist. It's got phone numbers on the back too.
It wouldn't be that far off.
Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't be that far off from the truth.
What else? I was on a plane. That was fine. I have nothing to say about it.
What you had a hot dog playing? On a plane?
No, I was just on a plane.
That was one of his things, was flying a plane. What movie was on the plane?
No movie.
Oh, the movie. Short of a flight?
I did pretend I was asleep so they didn't make me turn off my iPod, though. Mm. That's a pretty good move, I recommend.
What if you had made the plane crash?
No, I'm asleep. I don't care. What's the difference? At least I'd be entertained on the way down. I'm not going down just listening to some idiot next to me. Oh, my God. Fuck that. I tried two new frozen treats, so I've completed all three. I had Twix ice cream. Pretty good. Solid. I also had a Magnum ice cream bar.
Those are good.
Sounds like a condom.
It totally does, but they're actually pretty good.
They have, well, I went to the store. And
I don't know. I like the Dove chocolate bars. I think they're pretty good.
Dove?
Yeah, the ice cream ones. They're pretty good.
Don't they make, is that the same as the soap?
I don't think so. Yeah.
No, I think it is.
The chocolate and the soap?
It's not the same?
I don't
I
think
always
so.
Thought it was the same.
I don't
Can
think
you
it
buy
is.
A, huh. Do the chocolates look like a soap shape?
Are you sure? We should look into this.
We should.
We'll look into it.
Yeah. Helpful snowman promise. Like where we always say, oh yeah, we'll do this, and then we can't remember and never do it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'll write it in my hand on in permanent marker.
I shot off a bottle like rocket. I ate some fried shit. I bought a souvenir shot glass. I tried new beers. I did chase down an ice cream truck, sort of. You guys were all here.
I remember yeah, you were like, it's right here.
Yeah, it was. I heard it at my apartment and went running out to the street and it wasn't around. And then I walked a little bit and it was in the parking lot.
And you, it was like, pretty
freaked
awesome.
Out. You remember? Yeah,
I guys, it's right over here.
Yeah, it was just
it was,
like, a kid.
Like a little
so,
kid.
So you did compile that list prior to that day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it was released audio version after, like,
it was
weeks
like
later.
Two weeks, 3 weeks yeah. afterwards. I'm like, we've already done a bunch of this stuff.
Most, all the Red Check stuff was, yeah. I guess I was drunk on a patio. I don't remember that.
Probably.
But it seems likely.
At Odell's.
When were you drunk
oh,
on a
yeah.
patio?
At the brewery.
Oh, yeah.
That means thing.
I also recreated what I do every year, a little something called Beard Watch. You guys know about this?
I heard
is
about it from
you
your last podcast.
Growing out your beard?
Yeah, to you, see what happens.
Is it
quote,
all patchy?
Growing out your beard?
It's pretty horrible. If it were a Native American, it would be Apache. Let's put it that way.
I'm not even going to laugh.
Why not?
Kind of like this?
I'm not going to.
No, way worse than that. Are you kidding?
Way worse than Matt's
yeah.
beard?
His is pretty bad.
No.
It's starting to fill in.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It is.
I think the mustache is starting to come in now. If I'm not 30, I can grow a mustache.
Awesome.
That's what I'm shooting
for. But it's
for.
All pokey. I don't like it. I need to shave it.
I think the day I start really balding is the day my beard will come in.
Probably.
So I can just look
his
like
dad's
the,
bald on top, and he grows a
pretty fat
mean beard.
Beard.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, my dad had mutton chops when he was 17, though.
Yeah, he did have a lot of hair
that's
when he was young.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. You know, people from the
Matt's
old days look so old. Like, I was looking at a yearbook, a high school yearbook from the 50s. They all look like they're 40. They have, like, suits and glasses. They look like they work at NASA. What the fuck happened? How come everyone was so old in those days?
Yeah.
That's it, yeah?
Yeah.
You got nothing?
I had nothing.
Got nothing.
Did you
nothing.
Drink too much?
No.
Okay. I did have another. I had a little run-in on Friday. With a donut,
at work?
A donut
so
seller.
Yesterday?
Yeah. I decided to bring donuts to work, which is a nice thing to do, I think.
Yeah.
And I went to this donut shop, and I said
called
I would...
King Supers?
No. It was like a real donut shop.
Reds?
Yeah, Reds.
Did you go okay. to Reds Dogs and Donuts?
Yeah, I didn't want to promote it because I'm angry at this lady.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But, yeah, it's too late. I guess I could cut it out, but that's not going to happen.
Do you ever really cut anything out of these shows?
I think one time I cut out a last name.
Just
yeah. I don't know. I just felt it wasn't right.
Okay. I'm like, of all the things you've said
yeah.
on the show that are horrible and
I know.
Awful, and you'll cut out one
I know.
Last
I'm like,
name.
Kill the Chinese! And then I'm like, oh, I better not put his last name in there. Right. Anyway, I go to the donut shop, and there's a girl working there, and she's like, hi, welcome to bed! And I'm like, oh, it's like early. And, you know, I say, oh, I just like a dozen donuts. And she says, which ones do you want?
Right. There's a lot of choices there.
There are like 50. And I said, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just pick out. They're for my work. So just pick them out. And she was like, okay. Well, do you think you want some of these or some of these? And I was like, just fucking pick them out.
Okay, but she doesn't know you. Like, I know you now that when I say, hey, where do you want to go eat tonight? And you're like, I don't care. You legitimately don't give a shit.
I don't care about anything.
But she didn't know that. For all she knew, you were saying...
pick something out and you'd be like, God damn it, why did you give me this goddamn cream-filled piece of shit? Because it cost $10.
Wouldn't that be my fault then?
I'm
not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying...
That's what she's thinking. It's her job.
You're always saying it's my fault. You're always saying that. No.
You need to calm down.
I said, just pick any 12 is fine. It's totally fine. Any dozen will do. I'm like, these are
12 of the boring ones.
Yes.
Whatever your 12 cheapest donuts are.
Are they still open?
Your 12 oldest, crappiest, hardest, worst tasting, cum-filled donuts. Just give them to me.
Gross.
They're for my work. I'm not going to eat them. Just put the okay one on top.
Delicious. Salty sweet.
Do you think you could sell that legally? Cum-filled donut?
I don't know.
That's insane. No one knows that.
I'm just saying, if it had a little... Like, you could have a donut shop, and you have a celeb come in every week. You're like, this has, like, one tiny little piece of, you know, Clive Owens cum on it.
We just hear Matt start laughing.
You can eat a tiny little piece of Clive Owens cum.
His crabs question from a previous episode.
Crabs?
Yes, if you could raise crabs and...
Oh, yeah, and eat those as, like, lobsters. You haven't heard this, but I was like, what if you could raise pube crabs to be like a lobster and then eat it at a dinner? You know?
I don't know.
Maybe if you got involved with my life a little bit, it would be helpful.
I don't know. I give up.
I'm just saying, if you could sell celebrity cum donuts, I think people would buy them.
I think what would happen is that weird people would rub them on their vaginas and get like famous babies and try to sue for child support or something.
It's not live.
Yeah, if you put it through the oven, can cum live through an oven?
I don't know.
Has anyone done experiments?
It can live for like 3 days in your vagina. So, and vagina is a very hostile environment.
You ready?
Tell me about it.
I've done experiments. I've done all this. It's legal. What do you want me to say?
A vagina.
I don't know.
A vagina is like a goddamn pink pickle jar in there. It's disgusting.
This is getting out of control.
Sorry, I said anything about hostile vaginas.
This is why, like, sex toys like dildos, you notice they slowly reduce in size over time. It's the acidic environment. This is why you have to buy a new one all the time.
So am I to understand that you're never going to have sex again? Is that right?
My penis was about 1/8 larger before it had been reduced by sexual intercourse.
Okay.
And the acids there.
Let's remember this moment.
It's really capture that.
Yep.
Yeah. It's very gradual.
Uh-huh.
But it happens.
Uh-huh.
Don't
you're
you
full
think
of
so?
Shit.
Yeah, I'm like, don't what you the think, fuck?
How come your penis doesn't reduce inside?
How did we get from the goddamn Renaissance fair to
on.
Your penis?
I Hang don't. On. It's a pretty it short far? Leap.
Because that's all men want to talk about is their penis.
Okay, if you're beating off all the time.
I am not.
If I took a little dowel, let's say I bought a wooden dowel.
What?
And just rubbed it every day for 5 minutes. Wouldn't it eventually reduce in size?
But a wooden dowel isn't a living piece
of flesh. Is your penis made of wood?
Continually regenerating skin cells.
I don't know what it's made of.
It's made of you.
There's wood on the inside. Peter.
There's wood, a little wooden rod inside a dowel. I'm just saying. I'm shocked.
But outside
that
is
not,
regenerating skin cells.
It's never worn a groove
you know,
in it, a finger.
Usually you're really good at giving examples, but comparing your dick to a wooden dowel, that is not your best one.
Okay, let's say a vagina.
No, let's not say.
A vagina
just
that's
stop.
Been...
Just stop right now.
That's been
no.
brutally
no.
masturbated.
No. What? No.
For several years.
Stop.
Even a tiny lake can carve the Grand Canyon. A tiny river can carve a Grand Canyon.
So anyway, Heather, Renaissance
finger
Festival?
Carve a Grand Canyon of a vagina.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
I don't know. I don't understand at all what you're trying to say.
I can't remember what I was talking about to get here. It was
You've
important.
You've had too much to drink.
Oh, yeah.
You
so this,
have.
This bitch at the donut store wouldn't let it go. She kept wanting me to pick out the fucking donuts. And eventually I had to order a coffee and just walk away, so she had to pick them out herself. Does she think I'm a crazy person that I'm going to pick out 12 individual donuts?
No. Well, I bet some people do go in there and pick...
Who? Why?
Ah.
That's a crazy... That person's crazy.
Listen, calm down. I listened to a goddamn fire alarm siren for 30 minutes today. I do not need you yelling in my ear.
Someone should just hire me to come in, and when there's a fire, I'll just yell about donuts.
They really should.
I think that some people will probably go in there and say, I want two of these, I want three of these. They have specifics.
Absolutely.
So you going in there saying whatever, that's probably out of the ordinary.
But here was the problem. Like, these donuts are not like normal donuts. It's not like
you should have at least said, you know, 12 of the basic ones, or 12 of...
Yeah, and that's kind of like going, you know, we went to Portland and we went to Voodoo Donut there, and that was awesome, but the donuts there are pretty insane. So
this
you,
is what I'm saying.
So you walking in there and saying, give me whatever donut, that's more insane to walk in there and do that than if you walk into King Soopers and said, pick out some donuts.
But don't people go into a donut store all the time and say, give me a dozen donuts? Don't people bring them to their work?
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying that it was probably cut her off guard.
I think she should be fired.
Well, then go tell her that.
Yeah, ma'am, you're fired. Okay? I gave you a simple direction. I just wanted you to put 12 of these in a box.
But I think you're that small percentage of people where when you say you don't care and you want whatever, you legitimately don't care. Because I think when most people say that, they don't mean it.
Why does everybody care so much about things?
Why do people... why do they care?
I don't think you're being sincere.
I'm not.
I think you're giving me a hard time.
I am.
I don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
This is a terrible drink.
Quit drinking the Jeremiah Shit Flat Cola.
What am I supposed
to
drink?
So we went and stopped and actually watched a show while we were at the Renaissance Festival.
What was it called? Shit
and Puke and Snot.
Yes, that's it.
Shit and Boogers.
Puke and Snot. What did y'all think of Puke and Snot?
To be honest, I was shocked. I was shocked at how...
bawdy it was?
Yes, because there was like fucking kids in the audience and they were cursing and stuff. I was like,
they were cursing?
They were totally cursing. You didn't hear that?
I don't remember the cursing.
I heard a lot of innuendo.
I heard some cursing.
Yeah, like a lot of...
I think they said a little bit of damn. A little bit of...
Well, they're going to hear that on...
No, yeah,
Friends.
I'm not saying it was
Disney.
I'm not saying it was
SpongeBob. Patrick, get your goddamn fat ass out of my burger store.
I'm not saying
you piece of
shit.
Wrong.
I'm just saying I was surprised.
Well, it was very, I think, though, it would be over kids' heads, right?
So, yeah, you thought the show was pretty good. Wait,
it would be over kids' heads if they didn't repeatedly say, oh, that ride home from this is going to be fun, huh, parents?
They did really highlight, like, they would make
some... Hey, kids, ask your parents about that one.
Yeah. They'd be like, I entered through her back door. Children, ask your parents what the back door is, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they tell you the butt, don't believe them. They really pointed out, like, make sure to ask your parents what I meant by this so you guys can have a real long fucking drive.
Awkward conversations.
I found out something very interesting. Last time we watched Puke and Snot, I swore it was a different snot.
Oh.
Which one was Snot?
Snot died.
The heavier one.
Way. That's
okay.
A second
Snot's
snot.
Dead.
Wow.
There's a new Snot.
That's a new
like
Snot.
Darren
I was
Beerish.
Very sad. I went I home and looked on snot. Their website, and I'm like, huh. I knew that was a different guy. Oh, no, he died.
How does Puke go on with a new snot?
He just decided, you know, that's what the guy would have wanted. That's what they spent their
that's
whole life doing.
That's what snot wanted.
That's what snot wanted so is the laughter to go on.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, he seemed to fit in well.
So you liked, you know, the innuendo and the double entendres. What was your favorite part of being at that particular showing?
When he spit out the carrots.
Oh, that was pretty funny. The
he
girl was pretty grossed out.
Carrots and spit out
he
carrots all in this girl's
and
hair.
This, like,
and
little girl's
in
hair. And she was, like,
so don't,
gagging.
Yeah, don't sit front and center.
No.
She was freaking out.
No, the best part was this girl sitting behind us.
Behind me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the laugh.
Yeah, the laugher.
I remember the
Can you do...
I thought you were going to say your favorite part was me not laughing and them trying to get a laugh out of me.
That was pretty funny, too. They zeroed in on Matt immediately and were like, oh, you don't think this is funny? And then told like 10 rapid fire jokes.
And kept looking at me after each one.
Yeah, to try and be like,
I'm like, I'm smirking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he smirked. He didn't laugh.
I'm not
out
having
loud
a good time today, so I'm smirking.
That's when you should have used the classic line. Actually, I'm breaking up with my wife here, so. Maybe you should move on.
My son died today.
Yeah. My son just passed away.
The elephant smushed him.
The elephant trampled him, yeah.
Oh, today? And we came back to the fair after the hospital.
I don't know.
Well, this is like, I was just telling Heather before we started recording. You go to a restaurant sometimes, or at the fair, Describe what happened with this flower at the fair.
So there's this, the ladies, they walk around and they're selling flowers all day and trying to get, you know, men to buy their ladies flowers. Well, it was the very end of the day, and she came up behind us and was like, please, please, can I get you to buy a flower? You know, it's the end of the day, and, you know, your lady looks like she needs a lovely flower. And Matt said no, and she's like, well, I thought you were a gentleman. Or,
yeah, they're real rude if you say no.
Yeah, very rude. And yeah. I was like, okay, I don't really care about your wilty flowers, but all right. Right.
And you mostly just want to say, like, fuck you, you fucking bitch. But you can't say that, because that's even worse than not buying the flower.
Yeah.
But what I told Heather is, be prepared, because if we ever go to a fancy restaurant, and Flower Man comes around and says, don't you want to buy this beautiful lady a flower? I'm just going to say, actually, we're breaking up right now.
Yeah, and then I'm going to theatrically start crying, or be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe I'll say something like, oh no, this is my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we'll dance at a wedding, but I'm buying her a fucking flower at a dinner. Okay? Unless she's putting it in her teeth and I'm tying her to a bed. I'm her dad.
Whoa.
That just took a weird turn.
Yeah, I know, right?
Not unexpected in this audience, this surrounding of company.
I just feel like if as long as I seed that idea in everyone's head, eventually everyone will come to my side of the table. And we won't have to watch these dad-daughter dances
just
anymore.
Just keep telling your fucking flower story.
That's it.
That was it.
That was it. That's over. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't really finish talking about the girl with the laugh.
Oh, yeah. We were sitting at this show and these guys are telling these jokes.
Was she planted there?
I don't know, but she was only
That's
like...
what your mom suggested.
I don't think she was.
I don't think so.
But she wasn't very old. Probably not older than 13.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between 10 and 13.
By herself.
She was by herself.
Renaissance-y.
She didn't have a parent with her. No. Nobody. Unless they were just in the back.
Right. And they would tell a joke and it would be like this, like... punchline, beat, beat. she had such a crazy laugh.
And it was so loud.
And it was loud as fuck. And I could not stop laughing at her laugh.
I was a little embarrassed for her. I'm not going to lie. I felt kind of bad. I thought maybe something was a little wrong with her in the head.
Well, I'm not going to say
I feel like they must have...
I'll think it.
Those two guys must have got off stage because we were pretty close to the front and been like, we were killing on that one side of the room.
Yeah.
Because I was dying laughing at this girl. I was like, they must think I am loving the shit out of this show.
But she was just insane.
She was a little crazy.
Yeah. It was awesome, though.
And it was always like they would tell a joke and she had to think about it.
I don't even... Well, and I'm not even sure, like, at her age that she probably got half of them anyway, even though she thought about them. Like, I really don't know that she could have got them. Like, she wasn't old enough.
No. It was. I wish I could remember any of
the jokes. Back to our conversation just a minute ago about the act, telling parents or kids to have conversations with their parents about what they were talking about. This girl didn't have anybody.
Yeah. No.
Who was she going to talk to? She didn't know what the fuck they were talking about, and she was laughing hysterically, and it was insane.
Maybe she escaped.
Insane.
Yeah, where were her parents?
Maybe.
She escaped.
She needs a parent.
I'm assuming that maybe they were in the back of the audience.
I should go adopt her. I could fucking dance with her at her goddamn wedding.
And laugh at her laugh.
Yeah, if she laughs, I'll be laughing. It'll look very cute in the picture.
But you'll be laughing at her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What if that was your kid and she laughed like that?
I don't know.
What would you do?
Well, I feel like...
Would you say something?
I don't know. I feel like if that was your kid, you would have gotten used to it, so it wouldn't have been weird.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I think I'd play her...
I probably wouldn't take her out in public. I'd just hide her in a closet.
Or just never... just always take
Stay
her to...
Stay in there.
Just take her to sad
shit. Hear about
shit.
Me on the news.
Just only take her to, like, Black Swan. Because she's not laughing ever.
Well, maybe she
or
is,
she
and then
is
it'd be
laughing.
Really inappropriate.
She's breaking up the tension in the theater.
Yeah. It would be like,
really inappropriate.
You don't have the guts to play the Black Swan.
They'd kick you out.
But she did have like a weird old aunt's laugh, and she was like 13.
It was
or
weird.
God, fucking Renaissance.
The first time she, a couple times she did it, I kind of had to look back at her because I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, I looked at her too.
I was like,
I don't
understand what.
Right.
Someone should tell this girl to she's embarrassing herself.
Well, when someone makes a fucked up enough noise, you have to look and see what they look like.
It's like
you
the guy at the library that like snorts and clears his throat all the time. Like even now that I know what it is, sometimes it startles me and I'm like, what? Oh yeah.
There's a handicapped guy who sounds like he's
it's
got
that
like
guy.
Whatever is between your nose and your throat is just collapsed. And he's like
all the time.
All day, all the time.
Is this the same one that says, hey, dad?
That is.
Hey,
it is. It is the same guy.
Yeah, who apparently he's got 5 or 6 dads. Anyone who walks by, too, he'll be like, hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
He's very friendly.
He never did that to me when I worked there.
Well, he doesn't think you're his dad.
That's true.
Doesn't want to dance with you at his wedding.
Okay. God damn it.
Why isn't there a father-son dance?
Exactly. How come I get married? It's my day, too. I don't get to dance with my fucking dad.
You could dance with your mom. There's usually a less well-known and publicized the son-mother dance.
This is what I'm going to do. If that happens to me and the dad's dancing with my wife, I'll be like, can I cut in? And then I push the bride aside and start dancing with her fucking dad.
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
Grab his ass.
God, Peter.
Dip him real low.
Stop it.
Well, I was thinking about when you were talking about it earlier. I'm like, what if you have a gay son?
Yeah.
And you don't have a daughter and he gets married.
Does he dance with the dad? Or the mom?
Both?
I don't know. I would just dance with the dad.
Let's break these gender barriers.
This is what I'm saying. Thank you. This is what I would just...
my Tumblr friends always saying?
I don't know. What are they always saying?
All kinds of stuff about gender roles and
inappropriate.
It's really funny when coming out of my background to hear some of the things people say.
Well, I want to dance with the dad, dip him, put my face right on his face and whisper in his ear, be like,
oh jeez!
As your like scruffy beard.
Oh god! Oh my god!
Ew. Why didn't you shave for your wedding?
I have my hands inside a suit jacket.
Peter, what goes on in your fucking brain?
I'm hearing it all out loud.
It's horrifying.
Up shit!
Yeah, it's horrifying.
What do you think your dad would do?
Does your mom listen to these podcasts?
I hope not.
I'm assuming not
because she's still alive.
And she's not like beating on your door like, Peter, we need to take you to an asylum.
Yeah, she's
right?
Never asked me about like, so I heard you saying this. What the fuck? My grandma did read my blogs briefly.
Oh boy.
She read one about how I thought it would be fun to get the date rape drug, not to rape, but just to take naps. And she thought she was not real happy.
Is this your grandma in Chicago?
Yeah.
That's funny.
She's pretty great.
Someone commented on it and said like, I can't believe you're Peter's Facebook friend. And she said something like, well, I don't care for Peter's fantasies or something. Yeah. Like, fantasies about napping on date rape
that
drugs?
What you call them?
I know. I was like, oh God.
Yeah. It was pretty funny quote. Yeah. I was laughing.
Yeah, it's hard. Because what do? Your grandma wants to be your Facebook friend. You can't just say no. She's your goddamn grandma.
Eh.
All right.
You can't ask me.
I have some grandmas that I'd probably deny their friend request.
Yeah.
Some grandmas. How many grandmas?
Well, this is a close grandma.
Four. Well, I guess I have two of them that would never be on a computer. And I do have one that is on Facebook because I see her come up in my suggestions because I'm friends with my dad. I would never, ever accept her friend request, ever. I might actually send a message to her, too, if she requested me. And I'd say, fuck you, bitch.
Bitch.
Anyway.
Wow. My grandma was pretty cool. She kind of raised us in
your
young
grandma.
Years. Yeah. So I feel a little bit like...
She's got a real neat sense of humor, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's pretty funny.
Okay.
What the fuck? What are you...
I don't know.
God.
I got nothing.
Trying to be nice to your Graham here and...
My Graham.
Whatever.
You hated her.
That's not true.
No, it's not. She doesn't listen to this anyway,
Renaissance Festival. I kind of want to go back next year just to see how much more insane it could possibly get.
I think if we go back next year, we have to dress crazy, though.
I agree.
I want to wear like a potato sack outfit. I want to be a Renaissance bum.
You dress like that, you would not be the most insane person.
No,
there.
You wouldn't.
No.
It would be normal.
Yeah.
I just don't think I have the cans for it.
Okay.
For the Renaissance. This was a question I had, though. What do you think, like, modestly chested ladies did in the Renaissance?
They just wore tighter corsets so that they were just all pushed up in
there.
They
just had to work
corsets
harder.
Corsets can get pretty fucking tight.
Okay.
She had the one at the where I was dressed up. She had me laced in there pretty good. Like, if I had wanted to get some boosty cleavage going on, I probably could have.
She has to, like, put her foot on your
lacking.
Back and yank shit. And
yeah.
All right. That's fair. I'm just saying.
In
the pictures and stuff you see, there's no like.
I think corsets can make it so you have busty.
Yeah.
So this has always been happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These lies.
Yep.
These lies of clothing.
The women are tricking you.
We need to plan better next year. Not go on the last weekend.
Yeah.
Because
I
think we should go the first weekend.
That one's usually kind of busy too, I think.
But that would be fun.
Beer tasting weekend.
Yeah, they do have one of those.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's go then.
I think that's a plan, you guys.
Okay.
Do you feel like we covered it? How do you guys feel?
I feel good. I got to talk about the turkey legs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked turkey legs.
Talked no bras.
Yeah.
Shelf talked boobs. About the raven bird man.
There was a girl in a tube top who almost popped out, too.
Oh, yeah. She was running.
No.
She was running?
Yeah. She was running downhill.
There were three girls running, and she was like the last one, and she was running, and it was totally like, boing, boing. Yeah.
All three of us were like, oh. It must have been like if you were standing on the street. Yeah.
Matt's crossing his fingers. Come on.
It's sort of like great and horrific. Yeah. It'd be like if you're standing on the street at 9/11, seeing the plane, and it's like all happening in slow motion.
Right.
No, I don't like where this is.
I'm just saying, it was all slow-mo, and you think a disaster's coming.
Yeah. I think my favorite part was definitely White Bikini Girl.
Yeah, she was pretty great.
She was pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
I liked her boyfriend, too.
Yeah.
It was so necessary to have a guy with like a backwards hat with her. Just like, I can't wait till we go home.
But he's probably totally thinking like, my girlfriend's so bangable.
I know.
Bangable. I'm like a total douchebag and I've got this hot girl that's dressed up in fur.
Yeah. He probably was excited, like, I guess. Yeah. What else could you do?
He probably had like a perma boner the whole time.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Perma boner.
Perm boner.
Well, if anyone wants to find us, that's where we'll be next year.
Perma boner?
Renaissance.
At the perma boner. Perma boner booth at the Renaissance Festival. We sell dowels. Because they're pretty much the same as a penis, as we've all discovered.
Yep.
Do you guys have, like, Facebook, Twitter? Do you want anyone to come be your friends?
Nope. I don't like friends.
Okay. Heather's going to live on a mountain and just shoot a cannon into the distance.
Yeah, she is.
What about you guys? It's okay if you don't want to be yourselves.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Attract new people. I just befriended a bunch of people. Why would I want new people?
Yeah. Well, Christina's calling friends, so
but
that would be antithetical.
If you do want to go online,
I'm gonna go live on Heather's mountain with her.
Yeah. If you do want to go online, you can go to helpfulsnowman.com.
Yeah.
Twitter.com/helpfulsnowman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Matt's.
Or I'm a junkie of the social web, so fishsandwich.tumblr.com,
which is always entertaining, I have to say.
Or at Hard Luck Maddie with some underscores in there on Twitter.
Yeah, you can find him at Hard Luck Maddie, or if you just go on twitter.com/helpfulsnowman, he's one of my like four people. So you'll be able to figure out pretty quick which one he is. All right, thanks everybody. Just to see your sweet face, I know better than to see you again, 'cause I know that I can't make you stay.